Chapter 50. White landed in D.C. and immediately took a cab to the Washington Field Office, or WFO, as it was referred to at the Bureau. There she met with John Talbot and brought him up to speed on the case and also what she was doing back in D.C.
"You okay working this with just Decker?" he said.
"Yes, sir. I'm fine with that."
She didn't like the way he looked at her at all.
"He's a good agent,"
said White unprompted, "if a little unorthodox."
"I think Decker and I have it under control, and the local police are involved as well. Sometimes too many cooks in the kitchen, you know."
"Your call, Agent White."
For some reason she couldn't explain, Talbot seemed pleased by all this. After arranging for a series of appointments with people she needed to speak to, White called her mother on her way to the first meeting.
"How are the kids?"
she asked.
"Missing Mama, of course, but all right. In school, and hopefully working hard. How are things with you?"
"I'm actually in D.C. I'll be up tonight to see you and the kids."
"That's wonderful. And how are you and your new partner doing?"
her mother asked.
"We had a come-to-Jesus meeting, and things seem to have smoothed out."
"And the case?"
"It's coming. Slowly."
"Well, I'll let you get back to it then, honey."
White's first interview was with Felicia Campbell, who had taken Alice Lancer's position as communications director at the Kingston Group, the lobbying firm headquartered on K Street. The place looked busy and prosperous. Campbell was in her 30s and full of energy.
"It was awful news about Alice,"
she said as they sat in her spacious office, which held the usual business trophies and pictures of her with what were probably politicians and other clients.
"And how did you learn about her death?"
asked White.
"I saw it on the news, and someone posted it on the firm's social media accounts."
"What can you tell me about her?"
"We only overlapped for about a year. Even though she was a full-fledged lobbyist by then, she helped me learn the ropes. I've recently been promoted from communications director to a lobbyist here and on a fast track to partnership."
"Congratulations. Lancer?"
"She was great at her job. Everyone liked Alice. She was really moving up."
"So why did she leave?"
"You know, I asked myself that more than once. Never found a good answer."
"Did you ever ask her?"
"She left somewhat abruptly."
She paused.
I thought..."
She looked warily at White.
"You thought there might have been some problem."
"Not really. I mean, I never heard of anything."
"Is there anyone here that might have heard of anything?"
"Mr. Drake might be able to help you."
"And who is Mr. Drake?"
"Jerome Drake is one of the founding partners. He and Alice worked closely together."
"Look forward to talking to him."
Jerome Drake was a soft-spoken, morose-looking fellow who let his gaze glide over White for a few moments before looking out the window of his corner office. The contrast between him and the energetic Campbell was startling.
"So, whatever you can tell me about Alice Lancer,"
began White.
"I'm not sure I can tell you anything."
"Sounds like there's a choice in there somewhere."
"Look, tell me what you want to know, and then I can make that choice."
"Why did Alice Lancer leave here? She seemed to be doing so well."
"In some ways, Alice was complicated. In other ways, quite simple."
"You're going to have to elaborate on that."
"Alice liked success. She liked the best things in life."
"Was that the simple or the complicated?"
asked White.
"As you might imagine, that was the simple part."
"And the complicated?"
"How she got the best things in life."
"I assume she made a good living with your firm. Then she left and joined a private security outfit in Miami. I imagine she took a pay cut with the career switch."
"She wasn't poorly compensated, I can tell you that. Even as our communications director, she made six figures. She made a lot more as a lobbyist."
"But it wasn't enough."
"Apparently not."
"So where did it get complicated?"
He fidgeted. It wouldn't meet her eye.
"She's dead, Mr. Drake. She can't sue you. I just need the truth."
He sat up straighter and said, "There is a lot of confidential information that comes through a firm like this. Part of what we do is oppo research. We perform it on opponents, but we also do it on our own clients. The theory being, if we know what the dirt is, we can control and spin it. Some of it may later be leaked intentionally and strategically and with the client's permission. Some is given straight out to make a point."
"And some,"
said White, "should never see the light of day."
"And Lancer used this to her advantage?"
"I speculate that she did, on at least two occasions."
"Can you tell me more about these instances?"
"Only that the two clients in question dropped this firm like a hot potato and would never say a word about it afterward."
"And you suspect what?"
"I suspect that Alice Lancer used confidential information to blackmail these clients. They paid her off, but then they, understandably, cut all ties with this firm."
"Why wouldn't they have gone to the police instead?"
"Politics is a nasty business, Agent White. Dirt and mud are thrown all the time. Sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't."
"But there are limits."
"Yes, there are. And I think what Lancer had found breached those limits. The clients wouldn't go to the authorities with something that might land them in jail or destroy their careers."
"But why would clients ever give you, a priest, or even an attorney, or anyone else, confidential information of such a nature?"
"Who says they gave it to Alice?" Now White sat up straighter.
"She went out and found it, you mean?"
"She and whoever else she was working with."
"You have any names on that score?"
He shook his head.
"Knowing what you knew, why wasn't she fired from this place?"
"We came to a mutually advantageous separation."
"And you obviously didn't warn her new firm about her transgressions."
"As I said, we came to an agreement."
White stared at him as he looked down at his hands.
"Whatever she had on you, was it that bad?"
she asked. "I'm afraid I have to end this meeting, Agent White."